Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I am your host, Matt Tardio. Today, we are going to take a little break from reporting on the front lines and all the geopolitics that surround it. If that's something you're interested in, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Instead, today, we decided to hold true to our name, Speak the Truth. You guys know that this channel has always been a very strong supporter of Ukraine, and we will continue to be. However, I would be lying to you if I told you that I didn't believe that there was currently an injustice taking place, and this is exactly why we are here having this discussion today, because there is 100% an actual injustice that's going on over inside of Ukraine right now, and it's not okay at all. This is far from okay. A man that was once hailed as a Ukraine war hero. Wish I could make up this story. His name is Adam Ennis. He's right here on the screen. Some of you guys might have seen him in newspaper articles, things of that nature. He's got a nickname of Braveheart, for crying out loud. This man started off volunteering in Ukraine in 2022, serving in the Ukraine armed forces, like under contract, fighting the Russians, helped to liberate Kiev, helping to, in some of the strongest battles like Bakhmut, right? He was wounded over near Dnipro in July of 2023. I've seen the medical paperwork. He didn't even receive his injury pay for that. And yet he continued to fight all the way through December of that year. And after he got out in December of 23, so March of 22 through December of 23, this man serving in the Ukraine armed forces, fighting valiantly, helping to crush the Russians and drive them out in some of the toughest battles that Ukraine actually faced when they were pushing the Russians out and driving them back. Following that, he ended up volunteering for a nonprofit organization, and it was helping to deliver vehicles into Ukraine. He was crossing the border back and forth. God only knows how many times. His passport probably looks like it's got chicken pox with the amount of freaking stamps on it crossing the border to deliver vehicles to the front line over inside of Ukraine. His work is so freaking well known that Russia actually put out a warrant for his arrest. You heard that right. I'm going to show you guys that stuff here in just a little bit too. Well, yesterday, as he was leaving Ukraine, attempting to cross the border into Poland, something crazy happened. Instead of the man, just going through the border like he does for the last several years, crossing back and forth into Ukraine, something wild happened. This man actually ended up getting arrested. Now, we could use the term detained. I'm going to use the term arrested. Why? Because he is currently listed as AWOL in the Ukraine armed forces. And, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and do a solid here, and I'm going to dime out the unit that listed him as AWOL. I mean, why not, right? The 117th Territorial Defense Force is who actually listed him as AWOL. That would be the unit that he was serving in. Now, recently, let me get this up. This has been thrown around a lot. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, our good friend Braveheart is actually being escorted out to Eastern Ukraine right now. So not only did this man like serve his time, not only did he get wounded, not only did he not get paid for getting wounded, right? He went on to volunteer, delivering hundreds of freaking vehicles in Ukraine up to the front line to help out the military, to help out the war effort, to continue to help his buddies. And then years, almost 2 years after honorably being discharged, while doing the same things that he has been doing for the last couple years, he goes to cross the border for the umpteenth time into Poland so he can continue on with his work, and he ends up getting arrested by Ukrainian military police. Now, we've reached out to the UK government, the embassy inside of Ukraine, the UK embassy inside of Ukraine has been reached. They basically say there's nothing that they can do for him because this is a situation involving him and the Ukrainian military. So the UK is basically, I don't want to say they've abandoned the guy, but it certainly appears that they've abandoned the guy. Why am I bringing so much attention to this? Well, because how quick is it for him to get lost in the system and to be thrown right back on the front line? So does this kind of prove the narrative that Zelensky is forcing men to join and go back in because of high loss of guys? No, Cletus, I don't think that's the case. But let's take a look at this, for example. Over 250,000 desertions. AWOL cases opened since 2022, according to prosecutors. Now, that's really interesting. This number has been thrown around quite a bit. And I've taken a look at the AWOL paperwork that he's listed on. And there's something very interesting about that AWOL paperwork that he's listed on. In the 171st TDF. And the interesting thing is, the guys on that paperwork, by and large, a bunch of foreigners. Now, I can't show you that paperwork because I'd be showing you all of these guys' names. I'm not going to dox these guys. I could show you the redacted version, I suppose, if I want to take it and redact all of the names on it. Then you're just going to get AWOL. I can obviously show you Braveheart's name and then just a big blank black spot where everybody else is going to be. The messed up part is that guys from this unit. Now, the messed up part is that there is guys that are listed as being AWOL that are still currently serving inside of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. And I know what units they are in. And I can't come out and tell you all of this stuff because I'm not going to dime these individuals out. I'm not going to give names out on here. I'm not going to give up things for Russia to come out and start getting more information on this. But let's be honest about this conversation that we're currently having. Man was literally described as a Ukrainian war hero. Give me one sec so I can open this up for you because I want to show this to you. This is not something that Matt Tardio is making up. Let me grab this because I want you guys to see this. When I say this stuff has been like well documented, I mean it. Well documented. Here's an article, 24 February 2023. I'm a Scottish freedom fighter in Ukraine. I've witnessed some horrible sights, but I'm so proud of the people. This is him. Brave Adam Ennis, 35, left his garage business to join an international legion last March and traveled across Europe to defend the war-torn country from the invading Russian forces. This week marked 1 year since Russia's tyrant Vladimir Putin launched his illegal invasion of Ukraine. Adam, dubbed Braveheart by his comrades, spoke about the past year of fighting in an Instagram post. He stood beside his fellow soldiers holding the Ukraine flag and vowed they would win this war. The heroic Scot, who goes into battle with a saltire on his body armor, said their armies have defied the odds and spoke about the horrible year of fighting. He posted, a year ago today, the full-scale invasion began. It's been a horrible year for all of us, and I pray this will be the first and last anniversary that our victories come quick. Adam, from Bigger in Lancashire spoke about how the world thought they would face defeat. He spoke about the fear of being captured by Russian forces and facing certain death and having them form escape plans should the worst occur. He said, I arrived here on week one of the full-scale invasion, and we deployed to Irpin to defend Kiev. At this point, the world was giving us a week till the country would fall, and we were around 70% surrounded in Kiev by the enemy with a 50-kilometer, three-lane-wide convoy of Russian tanks and armor only 15 kilometers away from the capital. I was plotting in my head how the navigation, how to navigate the 600 kilometers from Kiev back to Poland through the Russian-controlled territory, conscious that a bullet would be waiting for me and any foreigner if caught in this time. However, there was no need for any of this as this warrior's nation stands strong a year later. This man literally helped to defend Kiev. He served honorably, was wounded, and now the same government that he defended, that he kept in power, the same military that he supported even after his honorable service and discharge in the end of his contract, has now detained him while he was doing volunteer work to help out the same military that detained him and is now sending him back to the east. This is probably one of the most egregious dang things that I have heard of coming out of this war in such a long time. And as a soldier, I sit there and I look at it and I say, wow. How could they possibly do that to somebody that's done so much for this country? It's mind-numbing to me, the different things that they have done to this man. Again, well freaking documented. Scots mechanic turned soldier hailed a war hero by Ukrainians, 19 August 2022.
Where other property insurers see only risk.
Oh, give me a break on the advertisement.
We see resilience.
Come on now. I don't care about your advertisement. I want you guys to watch this. I want you to pay attention because this man has literally done so much for the country. It's not even funny. And he was busy helping the country when they detained him. I don't like there's people out there calling this is a mix up of paperwork. No, this is not a paperwork mishap. In my opinion, you don't get out of the military and 2 years later get picked up at the border. We're going to talk about this.
To think a boy from Bigger or Symington who works in Bigger should be appreciated that his poster and his face is all over Kiev. I was very happy to see that he's been recognised for the brave effort that he's done. So it was, I was proud of him. I was very, very proud. Nevertheless, although you're proud, you still worry every day about it's a war going on, so you worry about him every minute of the day, really.
There's the man's father talking about him. Let's go ahead and zoom in on this article. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all the way back in August of 22. The other one I showed you was from 23. When I say it's well documented, it is well flipping documented. What this man did for the country and what not just he's done for the country, but what he's done since. Not kidding. Here's a post of Jeeps for Peace. Apologies, late submission this week. This is April 8th of 2024. Remember how I told you he got out and he was crossing the border going back and forth in Ukraine after his honorable contract had expired? Remember how I told you that? Here it is again. Bullet Magnet coming in, giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Appreciate you, sir. We're going to talk about why this exists. Anything Box coming in, becoming a true supporter. Appreciate you, sir. Let's keep going here. Name, Brian Ennis. Convoys, 2. Reason for volunteering. Jeeps for Peace kindly reached out to my son, Adam, whose unit urgently needed a truck for medical evacuation. Jeeps for Peace donated two Jeeps and an ambulance, which was full of medical equipment. These vehicles are used to extract wounded soldiers from the front line and get them to the field hospitals as quickly as possible, thus helping to save soldiers' lives. There is no doubt without the support from Jeeps for Peace, many young men and women would have succumbed to the injuries. Most memorable moment, meeting my son for the first time since being injured when the Humvee he was in took a direct hit. This was a very emotional moment. Jeeps for Peace supplies not only Jeeps, but medical aid, humanitarian aid, and with one aim: to help people of Ukraine. Our next convoy leaves soon. We expect to be taking 30 vehicles. The cost involves driving these vehicles to Ukraine, ferry across, and most basic accommodation is very expensive. If you can please support this amazing organization by making a donation, we need to keep the wheels of Jeeps for Peace turning together so we can help the people of Ukraine for as long as necessary. There he is with his father. And again, this is the organization he's volunteering and working with, all right, to bring things in over the years. Not one trip, not here or there, but constantly bringing in life-saving equipment to the Ukrainian armed forces, crossing the border back and forth. So how did this happen? How is it that when he went to go cross the border into Poland yesterday for the umpteenth time, that he magically gets detained? Good question. I've been tracking his route. I know where he's located, in great talks. I'm actually talking about Ronnie from Fucker to go on there tonight and actually bring this up to a much broader based argument. Well, there's WTF Ukraine. There's also WTF UK. How is UK just rolling over on this situation? Brits, where are you at? Why is it that your government, maybe they are making a stink about this, but maybe they should be making a very much louder stink about a man that fought and was wounded for Ukraine, continue to volunteer for them after his honorable service. He's wounded in July, ends up getting out in December of 23, continues to volunteer from January of 24 all the way up to present day. And he ends up getting detained slash arrested on his way out of the country and is currently being shipped back to the East. Explain that to me. That's not a paperwork issue. You don't have a man cross the border back and forth. Now, I've taken a look at this document with the desertions and stuff, and they tried dating it mid-December of 2023. Hear me out on this. They dated the desertion paperwork mid-December of 2023. Again, members of this unit are currently serving in other units over in Ukraine. The man's crossed the border numerous times. There's current members that are listed on that paperwork that are still around. How is it that that happened? Well, I bring this up, and I put this out there. Over 250,000 desertion AWOL cases opened up since 2022. That list, as I look at it, according to the people from the unit that I've talked to, and from the names listed on the paperwork, it certainly appears as if the ones listed as AWOL are foreigners. Foreigners. Now, I went to go search for Ukraine's AWOL list, right? Trying to figure out who it was that was AWOL. And can't really find an official list. Ukraine doesn't list these names. They're not public. You don't get to go out and just find them. But I think it's high time now that Ukraine provide some damn transparency on this. Because what I've noticed is that everybody listed on this paperwork appears to be foreigner. And that money likely was being sent to the unit for some time. Now, I'm very curious to know when that document actually got submitted. Was it backdated? Because if it was backdated, well, that certainly would suggest that you've got this entire group of Ukrainian soldiers, all, to the best of my knowledge, who have been discharged honorably and or moved on to another unit, where that commander was continuing to receive the pay for those soldiers. And for some reason, it's foreigners. I don't see any locals there. It's just foreigners that are all deserting. And then it begs the question, why is this number so high? Well, with the amount of foreign volunteers in Ukraine, kind of makes a guy wonder. It is no secret that there is corruption issues inside of Ukraine, just like there is inside of the United States or any other country for that matter, any other government, any other military that exists. And we all looked at this and said, this number seems to be just quite a little high, isn't it? From the limited data that I've seen, it would certainly appear as if they are listing foreign volunteers who had gotten out honorably or moved on. Now, why would that matter? Why do you think that matter? It would matter because none of these guys would get caught because they're all back home in their other countries and would fly under the radar. Unless you had guys like Adam that were over inside of Ukraine. In that case, with these volunteers, that might happen. There's a SALT video that I'm putting up on the screen. I want you guys to pay attention to it. You might see someone you recognize.
Задача роз'яснена.
Вероятность подорваться тоже є.
Зараз буде результат.
Okay, so this is what we captured on the last mission.
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
He's shooting on the Dnipro.
What time is
it? It's changed now, okay? Okay, we will see. Okay.
Доїхати до точки висадки, щоб висадився. Група висадилася. Прикрить по возможності огнем. У нас на одному хаммері стоїть МК-19, а на одному КПВТ 14.5. Група висадилася і по максимуму прикривача вона приблизилася до окопів, до бліндажів підерських.
Головне, що ти ведеш всю колону. Тобто
від того, як ти доставиш
нас на точку і залишиш всі подальші дії.
Бо я, звісно, погано їздить завжди первим.
Ти фактично прокладаєш дорогу, правильно?
Ну так. Бо їдеш, воно предыдущей роботи ми їхали, ну ми знали, що даже 70% у нас була вероятность, даже больше 80%, що ми по-любому якась машина подривиться. Ну ми ожидали, що подривиться перша, подривалася друга на розвороті. Ну і цей раз танк буде нам дорогу робити, але вероятність подриватися теж є.
У кого ще 5.56? Скільки тебе? 6. 5, 6.
Сзади нас три машины получается. Две разведки, наша. То есть нам нужно ждать, чтобы они все развернулись, встали в колею. И нам нужно смотреть еще, контролировать танк.
Танк разворот, все, опять, да, 3 минуты у него это все. И 3 минуты у вас, чтобы высадить, развернуться, уехать.
Молодец. Он сами показатель.
Real Scottish Braveheart.
You guys recognize somebody now? This is the man. This is. And I'm playing this so it brings some gravity to the situation of what this man has done for Ukraine. Who has detained him 2 years after he got out and is currently sending him back east?
No.
Lova, combat killed.
Combat killed.
Show us, please, your weapon. What do you take?
I take the grot.
With you.
Шмайся.
M4.
Grot.
Yeah.
And a big bag of grenades.
Grenades. How many grenades do you have here?
This time 4, but last time I took 9.
Maybe Tim Kennedy watched this video, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
To travel light.
Да, едут на бойовый выезд на прошлом.
It's second radio, it's only one I have. I need to pause it. It's
Смотрю по экипировке уже, что у них готово ли все. Скажем так, беспалевно проверяю наличие оружия, противотанковых средств, экипировка. Смотрю состояние бойцов так.
Я кажется, всех
все мотивированы, все готовы. Задачи разъяснены. Возможные варианты, как позитивные, так и негативные, рассмотрены. То есть точки эвакуации там назначены, объяснена суть задачи, потом то, какая поддержка и прикрытие есть, какая была проведена подготовка, где союзные подразделения, то есть где противника.
Головне, що мені треба зробити, обережно зачинити двері. Отак. Я правильно виконав?
Так. Так я забув, що осталось саме доводчики поставити і все.
Абсолютно.
Завтра відпуск, не забудьте. Понял, один катап, один день отпуска.
Мы на импозиции и едем дальше.
Чули? Скажи, что там их минимум было 150 человек.
Людина контужена после подрыва, подчас штурму. Специально втек из лікарні, чтобы еще взять участь еще в одном штурме и постреляти с гранатомета.
Что сразу втек?
Это самовольно, самоволка, самоволка на штурм.
Смотри, я просто выключился.
Дезембаркет! Дезембаркет! Блять, пилот! Ройди! Шуди! Висаживайся! Висаживайся!
Говорю, кто у нас в посадке подорван «Хаммер»? У нас 4 человека там.
Это мой катер. Сейчас путь отходят. Там у нас получилось 5300, не считая меня и Саида. Выхожу всеми возможными путями, что подходили. Сейчас я сажусь с сектором «Хаммер» и еду.
У нас с ними связь нету, чтобы мы им сказали, они отошли, понимаешь? Связь с ними нету.
Плюс, выезжаем.
Наша машина. Борыч там. Машина перервалась на линии. Всюду мины. На каждом укроте все завалено протитанковыми минами противника. Тут куди не лягай, сюди вони.
Юра, де ваші з камера слугу?
Прошу.
Де ваші хлопці?
Я не бачу, хто зі мною, я був останнім.
Вони пішли?
Іноземці пішли туди. Я був, от за ним пішов. Я тримався його. Два іноземці пішли вперед. Вони пішли ліворуч.
Камера подарувала нас.
Прошу.
Камера підірвали?
Так. Да, на міні. Все заміновано протитанковими, все тут навал. Очевидно, підірвався. Перед розворочений повністю. Сунемось трошки, якщо там є окоп чи заглиблення. Бо ми тут сидимо біля танку і сюди точно можуть накинути.
Що, братан, йобай, бо вони зараз бачать, що в них є танчик крит.
Та звичайно, я танчик буду пити. О, дякую, брат.
Ось о, ступені.
На.
А, дякую. Давай.
Кров твоя.
Что?
Кровь моя.
Что?
Кровь твоя.
Моя, моя.
Попали в тебя?
Попали.
Пули?
А, я не знаю, чем, дорогой. Скорее всего, при взрыве.
Есть вот где-то твоя аптечка, пошли туда.
Пошли. Там. Кровь уже не тече.
Да.
Ось отут удар, а тут, видно, чуть-чуть залізло під шкуру.
Дякую, брат.
Слава Богу, що хуйня то все.
Та-да.
Ми вже остим поки. Може, блядь, ще назад.
Ага.
Я думаю, що після відкрива не
бачить. Та ясно.
Значит, передай монаху, а три наши человека, которые есть, если они цели, не раненые, они перегруппируются с разведкой, сейчас будет второй штурм.
Це завжди, завжди складно після того, як відкотились, перегрупуватись, зібрати до купи. Як там у нас військові кажуть, зібрати раму. Командир треба, каже, що треба. І каже, хлопці, збирайтесь, треба робити роботу. Прийшлося орієнтуватись по краю двох посадок і по тому, як по нам почав працювати кулемет. До кулеметника було 25 метрів. Може 20. Не більше, ніж 25 метрів. Ну, це вже зона плотного вогнєвого прямого контакту. Було прийнято рішення відпрацювати по ворожому окопу з РПГ. Після пострілу пішли вже, і вже в ход пішли гранати хлопців. Хлопці молодці, була комунікація, вони чули командира. Тоді я пам'ятаю, він сказав, що один вже виходить з окопу, але ще ворог знаходиться на позиції. Позиція не чиста. І каже, обережненько, ідіть вперед. В кінці кінців одна граната таки досягла своєї цілі того відчайдушного кулеметника, який бігав від нас по позиції і відстрілювався на нас, робив захід дрон камікадзе, дронів було багато. І хлопці кричать «дрон». Я повертаюсь, бачу, що дрон зовсім іншої моделі, дуже низько просувається над посадкою і так, прямо на нас заходить. Добре, що ми зреагували і вийшло підбити той дрон камікадзе, який загорівся ще в повітрі, як бенгальський вогник. Почав горіти, завис на декілька секунд, потім впав і ще досить довго горів, потім зірвався. Ворог подумав, що ми другий раз не підемо. Ну, хто воєнний, той знає, що це ну, тяжко. І мені здається, що вони не розраховували, що ми підемо через годину, отак от зробимо ривок і по-темному будемо брати. І нам це зіграло на руку. Оці 300, що при першому заході, їх поранення врятували нас від поранень. Я так вважаю. Чергова робота була зроблена. Дякувати Богові, дякувати командирові, дякувати пілотам і всі наші підтримці.
Весело.
Відчили.
Ну, головне, що завдання виконано. Ніхто не загинув, завдання виконано. Ну, техніка.
Again, I want you guys to imagine that is one portion. That is one day out of the what? Let's see, 12, it'd be like 21 months. 21 months this guy fought in Ukraine after being wounded and everything else. 21 months. Of this, day in and day out. Then volunteering in January of 24, and for years, going back and forth across the border to deliver vehicles to help out his friends that were currently serving, to make sure that they had what they needed to survive. If you're just now joining us, here's the storyline. Man dubbed as Braveheart, right up here on your screen. Well-renowned UK Scottish hero of the war in Ukraine. Warrant for his arrest out by Russia. Served from 2022 through 2023 over inside of Ukraine. Was wounded in battle in July of 23. Honorably discharged in December of 23. Volunteered bringing vehicles and medical equipment into Ukraine. I looked at his passport. The amount of stamps on his passport, like, I'll go count them. I'll go count them, his entry and exit freaking stamps, and give you guys, and like, let you know how many times that man's been in and out of the country. Easily over a dozen. Somewhere around a dozen plus. In and out of Ukraine. For years. Yesterday, is he was on his way out doing the exact same thing that he'd been doing since January of 24, crossing the border back into Poland. He ends up getting detained by Ukrainian military police for being AWOL. AWOL. Man wasn't AWOL at all. He did his time, he got out, and he's been going back and forth, delivering equipment, helping them out, so on and so forth. He's been taking care of it all. Oh, by the way, he never got his injury pay from when he got injured. Forgot to mention that part. Maybe I did. I don't know. But he never even got his injury pay from when he got injured over there, which is absolutely insane to me. And just now that this type of stuff is hitting the books and coming out, 250,000 desertion AWOL cases opened up since 2022. Does this man get arrested at the border by Ukrainian military police and is being shipped back out to the east as we speak? All of this went down about 24 hours ago when he was trying to cross the border. As he's done a dozen plus times. He explained himself to the military police. Military police were like, dude, this is kind of jacked up. I got to give those guys at least some credit, but they're going to continue to follow orders, and their orders are to take him back there. The British embassy has been contacted. I know for a fact he contacted the British embassy. That was one of the first things that I advised that be done. And got back to him today and basically said, you're SOL. That there's nothing more that we can do for you, and we are going to, basically be tracking the situation, talking to the government, but it's out of their hands because it's a situation between him and the Ukrainian military. That's garbage. The desertion document that I was given with his name on it and a bunch of other members of the unit is dated mid-December of 23. And all the guys, from what I can tell, and from the other members that I've talked to, all the guys listed on that document are foreign fighters that came to Ukraine to volunteer and help Ukraine out. And for some reason, that document has recently been entered into the system after years. So you either have to believe that their system is so screwed up that somehow his unit commander, the same month he got out, screwed up and listed him as AWOL, knowing damn good and well that he got out. Or every member on that freaking document, which, by the way, there's some that are still currently serving in the Ukrainian armed forces. Or that document was backdated, submitted into the system recently, probably as a CYA to somebody that was collecting paychecks. And they submitted it to CYA. Now, how is this possible? How is it possible that this man has crossed the border so many freaking times? He never popped hot. He never hit the system until yesterday. You would have to believe a very, very, very serious paperwork discrepancy took place to where they just randomly left his name off. And they were like, oops, this man that's been dubbed as a freaking war hero, let's just go ahead and fill that out and throw him on there now. And the reason I'm so pissed about this, the odds that he goes and he grabs a rifle and he's staying on the front line, maybe this will get cleared up. But it pisses me off that the UK government isn't doing anything more about it. And it pisses me off that this story isn't being widely picked up yet. Because this is a dang travesty. If Ukraine wants people to continue to volunteer to help them out, like, think about the people that they just crapped on yesterday by doing this. By taking this bogus paperwork and following through with it. Not only did they crap on the volunteers that are going to fight for Ukraine, but they also crapped on all of the men and women who are currently over there volunteering to help out the war effort in other ways, such as he was doing, delivering medical and humanitarian equipment and vehicles for the military. Dude, this man literally has a warrant for his freaking arrest out by Russia, man. Like, you want to know how dedicated this guy was? Number one, here's the injury stuff. Contract soldier Adam Ennis, born 1986, military unit. We're going to cover that up in the armed forces since June of 22, accepted for military service by Pokrovsky RTC and SP Donetsk Regional Military. Medical examination was conducted for the surgical profile, diagnosis and decision of the Military Medical Commission on the casual relationship of the disease, injuries, wounds, contusions, mutilations, condition of a mine explosive injury. Here's his freaking warrant. Sentence handed down to a mercenary from the UK for participation in the armed conflict on the side of Ukraine. The evidence collected by the main investigation directorate of the Investigation Committee of Russia was recognized by the court as sufficient to issue a sentence against citizen of the UK, of Great Britain, and Northern Ireland. Ennis Wilson was found guilty of committing a crime under Part 3 of Article 359 of the Criminal Code of the Russian Federation, mercenaryism. So he's literally wanted by Russia for the work that he's done. Literally wanted by Russia. Wounded for Ukraine, volunteered, helped to liberate Kiev, and push the Russians out of all of the frickin' east to the present day line. And yesterday ended up getting detained, slash arrested, and now being shipped out east. And like I said, I understand that the chances of him standing on the front line holding a frickin' rifle, I got a feeling this frickin' guy, he's a big dude, would end up going berserk. So he's playing nice right now. But I also understand Ukraine's willingness to maybe try to cover some of this up. But the bottom line is this situation needs corrected ASAP, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm asking you to do is I'm asking you to take this video, and I'm also asking you to take this post about it that I've written over on X. Let me grab that and share it with you guys because I think it's important. I want you guys to be able to take this, and I want you to make it, and I want you to make a stink about it. And if you're over in the UK, I absolutely want you guys to take this sucker, and I want you to bring it up to your lawmakers and everybody else, because this is a freaking travesty. Every single day, I'm going to pin it up in the chat. That's the post. It's got all the pertinent information in it. You guys take that, and you share it, and you make it known. Because as long as this man remains in the limelight and we make sure that his story is known, then it's going to be really hard for Ukraine to let this one go. Now, if they were reasonable, they would come out and they'd say, yep, we made a gross mistake in doing this, and compensate that man for the injuries that he received in battle and maybe give him the medals that he deserves and pay for his travel and all of that other crap, and his time in detention, and then look into the crooked pile of garbage that actually filed that paperwork on him, and correct this situation, or risk losing a bunch of freaking volunteers that are currently actively helping Ukraine, actively helping the war effort. Because it's a dang travesty. This should not have happened when it got brought up to the UK. UK should have raised a flipping stink about this and said, let this man go, or you're going to lose all of our damn support. They have leverage, they have diplomacy, and the bottom line is UK just doesn't give a crap. There is diplomatic ways to resolve this situation, and they know it, and they better be leveraging it as we speak, because this is not something this community is going to let die. You don't take a man like that that did so much for a country that didn't even belong to him because it was the right thing to do and treat him as a damn criminal, knowing dang good and well that he served honorably, that his contract was freaking executed properly, and he was honorably discharged, and he continued to volunteer and serve for that country. You don't detain him as he's actually doing work voluntarily for your country, providing things that he doesn't have to, and then ship his butt back to the east. That's not what you do. This is probably one of the most egregious things that I've seen in a very long time. Dude, the MPs weren't even happy with it. People know that this situation is not correct. And there's more than enough that they can do. I know because I've seen it firsthand. I know, I've seen over inside of Ukraine what talking to certain people can get done. So there's no reason why this can't happen. There's no reason why that man should spend another minute detained and being taken away. This is asinine. It's a joke. And they need held accountable for it. I don't care if he was detained for 10 minutes. Maybe that's acceptable if there was a mistake. But now we're going on 24 hours, and he's currently being transported back east. That needs to stop today. That man immediately needs taken to the UK embassy and put back on UK territory so that they can take care of him. This is completely and totally unacceptable. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for taking the time today to listen to this. I want you guys not to just share that post, but I want you to share this video. I want you guys to make this damn video go viral because it needs to. This video needs to go viral. His story needs to go viral. This crap should be on every freaking paper in the UK. The BBC is very quick, very, very quick to slander anybody they feel like they can. Why don't they do it in this case? Everything they need is right there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this. If you're not following me on X, make sure you're doing that. If you're not subscribed to the channel, make sure you subscribe to the channel. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.